Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be reached at 503-250-1080. We've got one here. It says, have to accept these apologies because denial of people's contrition will either lead to more hate or will scare people off from having willingness to be open and listen. We need to embrace each other for all of our faults so we can collectively grow.
Sure. And Breeze released another statement on Instagram saying that he said, you will see me step by step and where my heart is. And he said, I'm sorry that, you know, that it's taken me this long to do something meaningful for this movement, but I think Drew Brees is one of those guys that will put his money and his time and his effort where his mouth is. And again, I view what he said as ignorant, misguided, and hurtful to this movement. But I do not view Drew Brees as an awful guy, nor do I think that Drew Brees is racist.
Deal says, I can't wait for Mike's update when he just says the following white people issued apologies.
That's all it is. It's just one after another.
You just list
it goes
names.
For a minute and a half. I've got like 20 names on there.
But again, I'd like to point out that if the African-American community in general doesn't accept his apology, that's their prerogative. I'm not here to tell African-Americans at this point in time, or any time for that matter, how they should feel about people supporting them or not.
This text
I don't
says,
get to do that as a 41-year-old white guy.
They say, we're supposed to forgive Breeze because he donates to the community. Is there some sort of credit system rich people get? Who cares what his tax write-offs are? Well, I think that's oversimplifying it. You have social currency.
Yes.
And Drew Brees has built a lot of that. Like, reputation is a lot. It definitely means something. And so when you step in it and you're John Rocker and you have a history of awful things, that's one thing. When you step in it and you're Drew Brees and you don't have a history of awful things, as a matter of fact, quite the opposite, it's not about being rich. It's about who he is as a human and who he's shown to be. So I don't like that text.
And again, I think there's a difference between missing the mark, not reading the room, being insensitive towards someone's plight and saying something that is horrific and racist or homophobic, John Rocker or the Oregon State tight end. I think those are two. I just think those are two different things.
Drew Brees didn't get blowback because people think he's racist. They're mad because over the last 4 years, he never listened to those in his locker room about respecting the flag. I don't, he says, did I miss one in there? I don't think he's a bad person, just ignorant. And I hope he takes time to listen now.
And you heard that, like from Malcolm Jenkins and some of the other teammates. I think that was the thing that hurt them the most was that he wasn't. This has been many years of this happening and he still was trying to take this approach of that somehow kneeling is disrespectful to the flag. And remember that movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Kaepernick movement, what they had to contend with being called sons of bitches and kneeling and all that by, you know, our federal government, you know, about peaceful protests. So obviously that strikes a nerve when that has been an issue that so many guys in the NFL obviously have fought over the last handful of years. And for someone that they respected and thought was their ally, I can see where that really, really stung them for Drew Brees to do that. And for people that don't see anything wrong with it, again, you're not in that position. You haven't been fighting that fight. You didn't have to go through that and get called out and made an example of by the federal government and by your employer. So I think it's remember for those people that are like, I don't think he did anything wrong. I think it's important for you to try to put yourself in those To put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Another text says Drew Brees has a good heart, but not a good head all the time, apparently. And here's a bike cop, or not a bike cop, a cop in Vancouver who says, yeah, 100% spot on. Bike cops, not elite. Mm. Not many are clamoring for that job.
Yeah, I just don't think that
What about the horsey cops, though?
I think the horsey cops are, I think that would
Do
be
Do you want
kind of
to be
a,
one of those guys?
Well, that takes a certain type because you probably grew up on horses. But yeah, I would assume that being the horsey cop would probably be a well thought of position.
Here's another cop that says my friends that got the bike detail were so happy to get it.
Really? Is it because you get to wear shorts?
I don't know. Maybe it's easier.
Because the bike cops are in shorts and like a polo.
Well, you're not going on any chases.
No.
Right?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, unless you're, I guess you could chase somebody on, like somebody's running from you.
Again.
But not like, you're not going any car chases.
You can give someone an unfair jaywalking ticket. How about that?
Suk, you love to take the shot on that one.
Just saying.
Wasn't it
jerk?
21 Jump Street when they go on a bike cop chase?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Can you see like some cop pedaling his ass off on 84 chasing some car going 105?
I'm going to get you. Just don't say they're elite. That's all. You can't scare people with. And that's what someone in the Miami media was like. Oh, look out. The elite of the elite are coming out. And then they had a bunch of guys on bikes. No, it's not scaring anyone.
Okay, so next I'm going to tell you. So there's another guy. We got another apology from a white quarterback. This one, Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Who grew up in Georgia.
I have a feeling that
elite white rich kid quarterback from Georgia. What could he say?
I can't believe he said something.
Well, he did, and he has issued his apology, and we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
I believe Suk may have just captured. Did you capture planking
footage?
I had a feeling
you took a picture.
I did. I have.
Just a photo?
Just a photographic
of Mike planking.
Snapshot of Beefsteak Mike working
out.
Plank on. I think there's some.
I'm sorry the show is getting in the way of your gym workouts, Mike.
It's not getting in the way at all. Give me an opportunity in the breaks to get it done.
I do think there's a nice start of a butt crack in that photo as well.
I think it's more lower back than butt crack.
Does he have a tramp stamp?
No, I wish. Wouldn't that be great if Mike was planking and then we saw like a glittery unicorn?
You get to see my giant calves in full display.
Mike's quite proud.
Wait, did you post this photo?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
Oh, he just posted it.
Okay.
You're right. That's not really butt crack. That's just lower back.
Lower back.
Yeah.
Hairy.
Yeah. not too bad. I was like, is he really? Because I can't see him. He just disappears during the break. And sure enough, I walked out the door and there he is planking.
There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Will brought in some dinner for himself.
That's not. I feel like your form is not.
Yeah, I feel like you're kind of arched there, and you need to be more.
You need to
flat.
Be flat.
Okay, I'll try better for you guys. Okay.
We don't want to nitpick, but I feel like maybe you owe.
You don't want to nitpick, but we're nitpicking. But,
I feel like you owe the planking community an apology, Mike. How dare you?
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
He spilled lettuce all over the floor here. I usually do it right here in the studio, and Will brought a burger in, and there's just lettuce everywhere. So I had to go into the other room to do it. Come on, Will.
I'd also like to point out, Mike, that that's
how you get ants, don't
What's
you
What's
know?
Will doing here? He's not allowed in here.
He's producing the Nemec show.
Yeah. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec? That carpet, by the way, hasn't been cleaned since like 1986, so just saying.
Have the cleaners even been in here?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
The trash, I brought some lunch from a takeout place up the road like 2.5-3 weeks ago. That bag is still sitting in by the trash. It has not been taken out.
Oh, you got to put it in the trash, Suk.
Well, it can. It's like a big sack.
So crumple it up.
I don't think.
I literally saw the cleaning person here last night. So
you really think they're doing a diligent job in here?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Well,
they
you
were
totally
here.
Shifted the argument.
Yeah.
Like,
the
question was, are they here? Are they coming? They are coming, I guess. But I haven't seen them.
They were here last night.
Mike has evidence.
Either way, you probably have ringworm now, so congratulations.
I tell you, you will get ringworm if you get anything from our Aventi market in there.
Oh,
it looks like the Holocaust in there. There's a freaking salad that's brown.
Yeah. Well, me and Mike did. This was like
what the
a
hell?
Month or two ago that me and Mike, for one of the Twitter videos, we took a snapshot of that. And it's only gotten worse. I mean, it's probably expired by a good solid 2 months. And I think it's really the only thing that's left in there. The rest of it is just kind of It's been looted. How about that? And I don't think at this point anyone's paying for anything. I think they're just grabbing stuff, what's ever left, and just kind of tipping it over.
All right, well, I wanted to tell you what Jake Fromm said, but at this point, isn't it just redundant?
Yeah, he said something dumb. He said something racist. He's going to try to walk it back, but yeah, whatever.
He said it was a text. This was when he was back at Georgia, when he was playing there. This was in March of last year. And he was texting back and forth with someone, and he said, he was talking about guns being good. And he said, just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha. LOL. So anyway.
He said that he's with the Bills now, right?
Bills, yeah. Bills drafted him.
He came out and he did I've apologized to my teammates and you know, it's not who I am. And
extremely sorry.
And he's trying to say that he's not an elite white guy, you know, doing that whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's just.
And he says he commits himself to being a part of the solution as well.
Wash, rinse, repeat, right?
Yep. Just. Pull it from the file. Pull the apology from the file.
Believe me, this isn't the first one, and it won't be the last one that we're going to have to walk back.
Yeah. There should be, Scott said that there should be like odds on Sports Action on who the next athlete to apologize will be. That's a pretty good one, because if you had Drew Brees, like the odds on that would have been.
I'll tell you what.
You would have gotten paid a lot of dough on that.
Yes. Of all the guys that we're going to get to, that we're going to become public enemy number one in this thing in the sports world, I did not have Drew Brees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.